Currently, as of right now, the highest paid player in NFL history, Dak Prescott.
Yep. Go figure.
This is the number two story in the country right now. Dallas, what everyone's going to be talking about today. Dallas Cowboys didn't just commit to him as their franchise quarterback. Mm. They made him the highest paid player in NFL history. A four-year, $240 million contract extension.
Yep. For 4 years.
Hope he doesn't get injured.
Yeah, nearly $250 million, even on Common Core with math, over 4 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And just to compare him, Trevor Lawrence. So Dak Prescott's going to get $60 million a year, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And that's good for Dak, because quite honestly, if you look at the record, and listen, I think he's a good quarterback. There's no question. He's good. But he's got a tendency to be injured. And Dallas has not been to any Super Bowls lately.
I was going to say, I didn't recall seeing them in the Super Bowl last year.
There's a certain young man that I can think of that has been to several lately. Patrick something or other. I can't remember his name. Oh, Mahomes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love, $55 million. Yeah. Joe Burrow, $55 million. Yeah. Dak Prescott, $60 million. Yeah. Just comparatively, Lamar Jackson, $52 million a year. Yeah. Jalen Hurts, $51 million a year. Justin Herbert, $52.5 million a year. So they're all looking at this. You know what? You know what happened over the weekend? Every one of those guys called their agent. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
What the heck? Is he worth it, Lee?
To me, if you look at what the results are. Objectively, no.
I don't think so either. Okay, I'm not an expert on football.
No, I'm not either. But I mean, seriously, if you look at results, if your goal as the Dallas Cowboys organization is, if the goal is to win Super Bowls, no. He's got a pretty good record regular season as far as I can remember. But the problem is every time they get in the playoffs, one and done many times.
And you lose to the Green Bay Packers in the wild card round?
Yeah, they don't have Brett Favre anymore.
Yeah.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
I know. And it's not close, right? It's 48-32.
Yeah.
Again, all these other players are calling their agent over the weekend going, what have you done for me lately? What the heck?
Sound like a John Boy and Billy skit.
I know. It's nuts. Meanwhile, end of week last week, just after the show ended on another topic, this is what winning looks like. You know, and people keep using the term miracle about Trump dodging those three bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not one, but two of those bullets went through his ear. A third one missed him by just a few inches. But it's equally miraculous that he dodged the legal bullets. All five of them. That were thrown at him. I mean, yes, he did get convicted of 34 felonies. But, I mean, the other four cases have completely fallen apart. Yeah. What are the odds, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes just freaky stuff. Like, again, the Georgia case, right? I mean, the prosecutor, it turns out, is a bigger criminal than anyone on the Trump campaign ever could be. She gets busted. That delayed the case.
Yeah.
That was a complete stroke of luck. And he gets the immunity ruling. He gets just the right judge on, I thought the strongest case was the classified documents case.
Yeah.
He lucked out. And now Judge Merchant is like, you know, I had this call with the DNC. I mean, I'm going to rule according only to the law. And hey, we'll set the sentencing for after the election.
Yeah.
Which goes to show you the Democrats have pulled this. Merchant is an extremely corrupt judge. He's very crooked. He should have recused himself under New York law.
Well, they looked at what the trend was and that every time you do lawfare against Trump, his poll numbers go up. If they had sentenced him before the election, his poll numbers would have gone up.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Democrats were afraid this would put him over.
Exactly.
People did not want to see this. So he's not going to be sentenced until November 26th. They don't dare.
No.
Is what it is. No. They don't dare. Here's the question. Here's the question. 34 felonies, right? Just picture the scenario for just a moment, okay? Trump wins the election. Mm-hmm. Is he going to govern from prison? Because this is a state case. He can't pardon himself in a state case. He could pardon himself in a federal case, and he would make the federal cases against him go away very quickly. So, you know, Jack Smith, the federal persecutor, would be out of luck. But this is a state case.
Would this judge take a former president in his upper 70s that has never been convicted of a crime before, a first-time offender, and sentence them to prison time? Would that happen?
In normal America, no.
I'm not even sure in abnormal America, which we are, that that's going to happen.
I wouldn't put anything past
No, I wouldn't either. And believe me, odds are not good. But I'm just sort of leaning toward, no, I'm not sure they're willing to spend the political capital necessary to make that one stick.
I don't know. And you know what? This was really complicated by over the weekend. And I wonder if this didn't have something to do with it. Those videos leaked of that U.S. attorney spokesperson for the District of Manhattan, federal prosecutor, basically high-ranking spokesperson from the office, saying that that New York case was a miscarriage of justice. He didn't mean to say it. He got caught on candid camera, but trying to impress a woman.
Said the quiet part out loud.
But yes, he did. He said the quiet part out loud. This was ridiculous. This was a miscarriage of justice. It was totally political. So any little hope they had of doing this is just out the door. That story was huge over the weekend, too. Meanwhile, Lee, I'm just going to be honest about this. You know how I get when Trump debates, okay?
Yeah.
I am dreading this debate.
Yeah.
Because, look, if I am the one coaching her, she has been holed up in a hotel for 5 days practicing for this debate. She is going to come out and rapid fire lie.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only tactic they have. They should be very worried because they have lied to their sheeple on such a level that they could be exposed here, okay? So she's going to rapid fire lie. If ever Trump did just the slightest bit of debate prep, this is it. He needs to do it. He's got to have the facts at fingertips or he is going to lose. There is a potential he could lose this debate.
Yeah.
Now, he claimed for the first time, they claimed that they were prepping with Tulsi Gabbard. Pray to God that is true. That was a couple of weeks ago. I hope he can remember what they went over. I hope he needed to do a couple of days to debate prep here. He could lose because I'm here to tell you that debate that Trump did against Joe Biden was incredibly weak. Incredibly weak.
Thankfully, Biden was weaker, but
yeah, Biden finished himself off. Trump did not finish Biden off. I mean, when Biden claimed what, that he had inherited like 15% inflation when he came into office, and Trump didn't immediately say, no, it was 1.4%, a historic low or near a historic low, at least for recent times. I'm like, dude, do you know what your inflation rate was in January? I don't think Trump did. I mean, I think he knows it was low and he knows it wasn't 15%, but he doesn't have those stats at his fingertips that he can just come right back at her. He could lose this debate. In fact, I think the polls are all fake, right? I think they've lowered the polls a little bit to show him peaking a bit, you know, that he's up over her a couple of points so that after the debate, they can jack him through the ceiling and claim she won.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, there is a small chance here that if she does well enough and he is caught at, if the guy who debated Joe Biden puts that performance up against her, she's going to win.
Well, they're going to bait Trump with making, you know, nasty comments about Kamala Harris. That's what's going to happen. And as you and I have talked about here, I wish they would debate policy. I know that's not sexy for a lot of American voters who don't pay attention to politics much, but that's what needs to be debated here because the record of the Biden-Harris administration is abysmal. Whether you were talking about immigration, whether you're talking about the economy, whether you're talking about domestic policy, whatever it is positively abysmal. And if you debate policy, Trump's going to win because Trump's policies worked. He has the record. We have history. We have the facts on our side. We have policy that worked up until the federal and particularly the state governments ruined the economy with the fake COVID lockdowns that we should never have had.
Amen. And he needs to have the stats to prove that at his fingers.
On the tip of his tongue.
I mean, look, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden put this country through 4 years of hell.
Yes.
And he needs to demonstrate that with facts and figures, not just, you know, stinging comebacks. Yeah. It's not going to be enough, especially not if she is well prepared.
Right.
She's good. Like I said, she's going to rapid fire lie. You've got to be able to come back at her. And I'm just afraid there's this video out there on X of him telling of people telling Trump on the golf course what an amazing job he did debating Joe Biden. And I am terrified he believes that.
Well, plus on
and thinks he doesn't have to prep.
This being on ABC, I'm concerned that what they're going to do is anything that Harris says that's a lie will never be challenged.
Nope.
And if Trump says something that they disagree with, the moderator is going to inject, well, that's not true. That's not true. No, wait a minute. Let them debate. Let them debate.
The whole debate's going to be from the left. I would have never, ever, ever agreed to this if I was Trump.
Right.
It was foolish.
Yep.
He's going to have to debate the moderators and her.
Yep.
He better be prepared.
Yep.
And when I hear over the weekend she's done 5 days of debate prep, I am literally terrified. Let's pray. If Donald Trump did 5 days of debate prep too, he'll curb stomp her. He's capable of curb stomping her. He is, but he's got to do the work. And I've never seen him do it in a debate against a Democrat. He does not debate well. He's a great campaigner, but he doesn't debate well. So I just want to get through Tuesday. I am very, very, very afraid of Tuesday.